Good evening, Bashaun, and welcome to the voice of Bashaun and Pirate Playoff Basketball, where tonight the Bashaun Pirates are taking on the CL Christian Warriors in a district game that has big implications for moving forward to the state tournament. I'm John Yates, along with Kent Tumor. We're going to bring you all the action. And, Kent, well, you ready?
We're ready. This is the third time we've played this team. They've always been agonizingly close games. And last game was actually, we lost by 1 point. And we had a chance with the last-second shot, literally last-second shot by Reese Carlton, three-pointer, and it just didn't go in. So we have all the ability to beat this team. They have a couple of players that really lit up the scoreboard last game, and so we really have to key on those guys. Yep.
So tonight, starting for the Pirates, are going to be number 4, Ben Larson, number 20, Reese Carlton, number 30, the junior, Finn Hawkins, number 11, Julian Tuman, and number 15, Maxwell Delgado Williams. Referees blow the whistle, stepping into the ring. Ball is up and tip goes to the Pirates as Reese Carlton is able to out jump. I guess that's Richard, Brett Richards for the Warriors.
Yeah, the Christian.
Yeah. Now the Pirates working with the ball.
And I always wanted to see Reese Carlton jump for that ball because he's tall. He's 6'4", and he's got good hop.
Yeah,
that's a push.
There's a push.
Yeah.
That was going on Ryan Kasebos. He just pushed Julian Tuman over the midpoint line.
Yeah, he literally – and he's complaining about it like crazy. Like, what did I do? But he was literally a two-hand forward shove. And he pushed him over the half-court line.
It was a little bit of a delayed whistle. Now, yeah. Ball comes in, down low to Reese Carlton, goes off Kasebaum's foot, out of bounds. So as Carlton looks like he was trying to get inside to Maxwell Delgado Williams.
Yeah, and it looked like, I want Reese to wake up here and get real anxious and play hard because he's kind of doing this little bit of a crossover from the corner, which is not an ideal attack from the corner.
Yep. And now Reese... Working with the ball, struggling to get the dribble. Ryan Kasebaum all over him. Now we've got a Williams. Now we're going to have a travel called against Maxwell as he tried to get inside to the key.
Yeah, and clearly they've been coached to attack and be highly aggressive on defense.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And guess what? It's being effective.
And yep.
If they can steal those 14 or so points again like they did last game in the very beginning of the period of the game, then it'll make itself up in the end.
Now, Lebarski taking a three-pointer from the far corner, misses it. Rebound, Maxwell Delgado Williams. Julian Tuman with the ball. Near side wing to Reese Carlton. High post going to Delgado Williams, rotating the ball around the arc. Pirates working it back and forth.
There
now Reese Carlton's going to get an open three. Rims off, and as both Ben Larson and Jordan Clark go for the ball, it's like Clark gave him kind of a hit shot there.
A collision there.
When
a guy's going in one direction and then violently goes to the other direction, he gets hit, but no call.
And ball goes over to CL Christian. Jordan Clark, the guy you've got to stop now, hits his first shot of the game.
Yeah, and that was a stretch. It looked like he was going to miss, but I guess good players make tough shots.
Yeah.
So that was an unusual shot.
And the ball rattled around a little bit. Now Carlton gets another three from the wing. Misses that one, too.
Yeah, and we can see exactly his line of vision right here, and he seems like he's getting closer, you know.
And now Clark goes to the hoop, and a foul is called. Going to go against the Pirates, but Clark's going to go to the line for two. And last game, boy, that Ryan Clark really hurt the Pirates just with his ability to shoot and penetrate, but also because the team collapsed on him so heavily, left other people open. Trey Baskett for one, and Baskett hit probably 7 3-pointers.
He hit at least six.
Yeah,
and yeah. So Jordan Clark, he's just the kid that is going to score a bunch of points. But what we need to do is one, start to stop him, and then we get a lot of help trying to stop him. The problem is, then you leave somebody open, so you got to get that person to help the helper because he's also really good at finding that open man.
Yeah,
sometimes he finds them wide open underneath the hoop. Sometimes he finds them wide open for a three. So that's really the key here is to cover the unguarded guy.
Right. Clark hits both of his free throws. Now the ball comes in for the Pirates to the high post. Over to Julian Tuman. Tuman going to take a three from the wing. Ball hits up over the backboard and into the the netting going out of bounds over to the Warriors.
Yeah, and they've started out pretty cold here. They've been spending a lot of time with the ball on the right-hand side. I'd rather move it around to the left more.
Yep.
Most teams are right-handed, and they'll go. And here's Trey Baskett for his first shot.
Yep. Leaves it short.
Nice. happy to see that it was well short.
Yep.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful pass inside to Delgado, and then a shot by
Finn Hawkins.
Yeah.
Pirates, Delgado Williams actually had the ball right under the basket, put it up, missed it, got his own rebound, kicked it out to Hawkins, and Hawkins missed too. And Trey, boy, Jordan Clark hits a three with a hand in his face.
That was a fall away three-pointer. That was crazy. And nothing but net.
Yep. Yeah. So right to the basket now. The Pirates working with the ball. High post to Larson. Larson looking over to Julian Tooman. Tooman going to take a three. There we go. Julian Tooman gets the Pirates on the board with a three-pointer.
On the wing on the left-hand side. And he's wide open over there because both teams are right-handed teams. So on defense, they play to the left. And on offense, they play to the right. Which means that the opposite, the weak side is wide open. That's a charge.
Yeah, they called it. You had it, Coach.
Yes.
Julian Tooman set right in front of Brett Richard on the feed from Clark.
Yeah.
And it took the charge.
That is the key, is to cover the uncovered guy. And because Clark has, if he's not shooting, he's hitting the open kid.
Yeah. And if Clark's not shooting, he still has three Pirates right on him trying to stop him.
Exactly. And if there's three Pirates on one guy, that means that there's several guys open on the white team.
Now, Pirates going to have Reed Stromberg in the game for his first action. And Ben Larson gets it underneath. Oh, goes up and under. Ball tipped away as he misses the shot.
Almost had his
rebound.
Layup. Yeah. That's a tough shot.
Yep. Now, Clark into the key. Feeds Richards underneath. And Richards able to hit that
one.
And
that's that classic play that really hurt us last time. Richards just kind of hangs around the baseline there. And when Jordan drives, he just kind of moves to the open spot because Jordan will draw the defense and then he'll be wide open. But he just lingers under there.
Yep.
And he gets a lot of points that way.
Yep. And now Coach Sears calls a timeout, a full timeout, trying to reset, I suppose, the defense. I mean, the offense seems to be working fine. They're passing the ball well. They're getting open shots. They're just not hitting them.
Yep.
And the thing that drives you crazy, they're not getting the lay-in. They've had the ball right under the basket a couple times, and they're not getting that ball in where they should.
There's just no excuse for missing those layups. We call them bunnies or hops, easy shots. And the difference is the anxiety that they have, that extra energy that they have, and it makes a huge difference. But they need touch on those shots, and they need to aim for something instead of just get it up there.
Now, after the timeout, the Pirates had the ball high post to Ben Larson. Long pass over to Tooman. Tooman far side shot from the corner. Delgado Williams on the rebound for the Pirates. And now over to Stromberg. Stromberg near side corner. He missed, but Reed Carlton right there for the rebound. And a nice ball fake and putback.
And that's three offensive rebounds and three putbacks. So we need that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
We need to make those points instead of just rebounds. And then this time they made him work hard. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
They made Jordan Clark work hard, and he had to kick it way out to the wing and then catch a bomb. Hits a three.
Yeah. It was there. Now Pirates with the ball high post. Delgado Williams, Maxwell into the key, going to kick it over to Stromberg. Stromberg, open three. And
wide
he hits that
open.
One. So there
beautiful.
We go.
Yeah. I love that. He's such a good shot, and he's got such great confidence. And when he's open, he can hit that. And he can hit 30 points, that kid. Reed Stromberg.
And Trey Baskett trying to get some love from Clark, and now it comes into Brett Richards.
And that was much better defense that time because Maxwell helped out on defense, and then he went, it's called hedging. He went out there, got a hand in front of Jordan, and so Jordan makes a beautiful move inside and puts up an unlikely shot. With great defense, the darn thing goes in.
Yeah. 10 footer. But like you say, eventually it's going to cool off. He's hot right now.
Yeah.
Start the game.
And kind of the same thing happened. He seems to get hot in the beginning of the game and the end of the game.
Yep. Now, Pirates working with it down 6, 14-8 with 2:15 to go in the quarter. inside Ben Larson. Larson one step through, reverses the lay-in and scores.
And guess what? We just gave them a taste of their own medicine.
Yep.
So Ben Larson lurking around the hoop under there, and beautiful pass, bounce pass from Maxwell Delgado. And Jordan Clark hits an easy three.
It
looks effortless to him.
Yeah, it does look effortless.
Yep.
He's got just such a soft shot.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem fair. You know, he can drive and score, or he can shoot the three, or he can drive and kick or hit the open man.
Yep. Now Pirates with the ball high post. Maxwell Delgado wins order. Stromberg's three ball away. Misses everything, but Ben Larson's there for the rebound and doesn't get it. Tries to get the put back. No call. Also, Reese Carlton fighting for it, but Jordan Clark comes down with it for the Warriors. Now Clark into the key, going all the way in the basket, stripped of the ball. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Larson.
Yes.
Over to Tooman. Now long pass up the floor to Stromberg. Got one guy to beat, and Lebarski comes up behind and knocks the ball away.
Yeah, and he's quick, and that was a good play. But guess what? We still have the ball, so we got to convert this into points, and we had a stop on Jordan Clark. And, you know, that'll make him think next time he goes in.
Yep. So Finn Hawkins into the game now for Stromberg. Oh, no, that was, he came out. Oh, Maxwell Delgado wins.
Yeah, and then, and see, now we just turned it over again.
Yep.
Kind of an unforced error. So we play this two-man big post, two big men double post, and so we try to get that ball inside a lot, and sometimes it's not the right pass.
Yeah, Clark work with ball, going to take the three himself. Ball rims off, rebound, Reese Carlton. Nice job keeping the ball up in the air as the small guys, the Seattle Christian, were trying to swat at it.
I love when guys have used what body they've been given, you know. Use that full height.
Yep.
Or use that, if you have a round body, use that girth, you know.
Now,
goes through several hands pass.
Reese Carlton took a three. He missed. Rebound, Ben Larson. And Ben kicks it out. Pirates going to reset the offense. Shot clock is on. Actually, it's just the game clock with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. 17-10, Seattle Christian is leading. Pirates going to wait here. Julian Tooman with the ball long ways from the basket, down to 5 seconds now. Julian starts his move, gets it over to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins is going to put up a three, and it rims off. Pirates maybe just took a little bit too long to get that going.
Agreed. I think that the rule is they wait for 10 seconds, but 10 seconds quickly becomes 8, then 7, then 5.
Yeah.
I would start at 15. That way you have time for that extra pass.
Yeah, and Hawkins kind of had to rush his shot at the end.
Yep.
Hand in his face. So as we go into the second quarter, the Pirates are down 17-10. And Kent, Pirates wearing uniforms that are a blast from the past. The black uniforms, which the 2009 state championship team wore, and a number of teams in between wore them when they had a big game to play. Andy loves pulling these uniforms out for a special game, and he obviously thinks tonight's very special, and it is.
And they're cool. They're
cool.
They have they're black. They have a white kind of arc on the back with green numbers and a green V on them with two sabers crossing.
Yeah.
And they're sharp. They look really sharp.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, and uniforms make kids feel good. They make kids feel good, especially if they have history like this. And hopefully they'll come out and really play hard here and turn this game around.
Yep. So Seattle Christian will start with the ball. Start the second quarter. And Jordan Clark has it. Going to kick it over to Lebarski. Lebarski's going to dribble out high, see if they're going to set something up for Clark here. They want to get basket in the game, but the Pirates haven't given him anything. Yeah, the ball comes into Clark. The three Pirates are right on him. Ball rotates around Lebarski into the key, pulls up, takes a little eight-footer, misses, but the rebound's going to go to Seattle Christian.
Yeah,
now
need to get
inside
to
Brett Richards. Richards with people right on him.
And that's what he does. He lurks around there. There's always somebody wandering around the hoop.
Yep.
You have to have communication down there.
Yep.
Yep.
Now Jordan Clark takes a long three, misses. Finn Hawkins on the rebound for the Pirates.
Looks like Ethan Collier's in there for...
No, is that number five, Collier?
Yep.
Now, Reed Stromberg from the corner misses. Ben Larson on the rebound and put back, though. So Ben Larson, another offensive rebound.
And two bad long-distance shots that didn't really get close. One by, I think, Reed and one or Stromberg and one by Tooman. And then Ben's always sitting around the rim, and he gets a lot of those. We call those garbage junk shots, and they shouldn't be called that because they're worth just as much as beautiful shots. And Ben Larson is just the king at those.
Yeah, I think he's already got about 4 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, he's always in the mix there.
Now, Ben Larson into the key. Ball fakes it, but Brett Richards won't give him any ground. So out to Hawkins. Hawkins from the corner, and we have a whistle on the floor. I think there's a foul going against one of the UCL Christian players.
Yeah, and it's probably Ben probably picked it up. So
it's going against Jordan Clark.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So 6:31 to go in the second quarter. Pirates down by 5, 17-12. Get Reese Carlton back into the game. Reed Stromberg out. Julian Tooman will do the inbounding. Finds Maxwell Delgado Williams. Williams into the key. Throws up a floater and off the glass.
Off the glass counts.
Yep.
They all count.
Yep, there you go.
I love it.
Sure. Hey, when you're that close to the hoop, you can use the glass from straight on.
For sure. And I'm sure he called it, too.
Yeah, 17-14. Labarski over to Baskin. Baskin wants a shot, but Carlton's not going to give it to him. Yep.
That's good. We covered him right away, so he didn't have a chance.
Yep.
Boy, a great shot by Labarski. He's just quick, and he just had that quick, easy jumper right in front of the hoop, probably about 6-footer.
Yeah. Just a little step-back thing and able to score. So 19-14 now, Seattle Christian. They have inside to Reese Carlton. Ball rims off. Going to have Richards on the rebound for Seattle Christian.
Yeah, he needs to hit those. It looks like he kind of shoved that. He turned. He was surprised he was open, kind of forced the shot up there. But he needs to turn and square up and hit that thing.
Yeah, now Collier's going to have a 3 for Seattle Christian. Ball's in and out. Going to be tipped by a couple different players.
Yeah, that was a good look. He had plenty of time to set up, set his feet, follow through.
But we'll take the misses. 19-14. Pirates down 5. High post, Delgado Williams over to Carlton. Carlton ball fakes on
beautiful
Jordan
fake.
Clark. Goes
beautiful fake and a crossover. Fakes to the right, crosses over to the left, attacks the hoop for an easy layup. That was gorgeous.
Yeah, it really was beautiful. So that was Carlton's, I think, first points of the game, which maybe it'll get him going because he's had a couple missed shots so far. Now we should
travel.
Have a man. Yeah, got to be
travel.
A traveling on. On Clark.
And this is kind of deja vu all over again, right?
Yeah.
So you see Jordan Clark gets a lot of points early, and then he starts doing they start to tighten up the defense on him, make it harder, and he tries harder and starts making mistakes.
Yeah.
So,
we saw this last game, too, where he'll just crash into 3 defenders.
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't get the call, but that time he lost his footing, and now the Pirates throw the ball away out of bounds.
Yeah, and it was cool. This is that play where Reese Carlton comes from the wing along the baseline, and he comes right under the hoop on this side, and he gets hit with the ball for an easy layup, but it just bounced off his hands on that play.
So Seattle Christian, Labarski with the ball. Going to give it off to Castamon. Just give it to Clark. Clark, the playmaker, with Delgado Williams right on him. But Maxwell giving it no ground.
Great defense.
Yeah, got Labarski. Labarski going baseline. Kicks out to basket. And over to Castamon. Back inside to Labarski.
Yeah.
Loses the handle. Trying to fight amongst the Pirates. Oh, and they bail Labarski out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they showed
the
line for 2.
They sure did. With the shot clock running out, I think it almost ran out.
Yeah, Labarski was back under the hoop. And just kind of jumped up and threw the ball in the air, and they called a foul.
The other interesting thing was that the ball went through Trey Baskett's hand, who hit 6 or 7 threes last game.
Yeah.
And he gave it up.
He had the open shot.
He was an open shot. Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't shoot it. But I'll tell you, his first shot was way off, and maybe that affects him mentally. And so he's not confident shooting right now.
So Labarski hits one of his 2 free throws, giving the Warriors a 4-point lead at 20-16. There's 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Pirates get the ball off the floor into Reese Carlton's hands. Carlton was thinking baseline, but doesn't, so the Pirates rotate it back out. Going high post, Delgado Williams, Ben Larson there. And Ben Larson with the left hand reverses the lay-in and scores for the Pirates.
Beautiful one-handed pass. He's, again, lingering under the hoop. A beautiful catch with his right hand, and then he puts it up with his left hand on the left side. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I just love a guy that hangs around down there.
Oh, now Labarski takes a 3. and misses, and we got Brett Richards on the rebound. Yeah, boy, and two Pirates right there, too.
Yeah, and he's our version of Ben Larson because he's always under the hoop, and he comes like in, and he's right again. There we go. Right on cue.
Yep.
He just sits around the rim, and then at some point he gets open or he gets the layup, and he just scored there again exactly in that way.
Actually, that's not Richards. That's Altman.
Well, you're right, but it's just, he looks similar.
They
and he
do.
Plays
he looks
similar.
Like the same kid.
He plays similar.
Yeah, same position.
Yep.
And now, DeGaudi Williams up off the glass, misses, got Altoff on the rebound for the Warriors.
He's upset with himself because he rushed that shot, and nobody actually contested it, so he didn't have to rush it. He could have focused and made the bucket.
Oh, Lebarski, the Pirates allow him to go all the way to the hoop from out high on the yard.
Yeah, not good defense.
No, not at all.
And they have to be aware that he's quick, and somebody's got to step in front of him, not let him have a lane like that.
Pirates down 6 with 2:40 to go in the half. Finn Hawkins with the ball, high post to Ben Larson. Larson over to Tooman in the corner. Tooman hits the three.
Yeah, it was good looking. Yep. You could see he was in shooting position when he received that ball, and so he didn't have to do that extra.
He never even brought his hands down.
Never brought him down. His hands were up in shooting position, received the ball up there and fired, and that's a great shot.
Yep. Yeah, the Warriors with the ball. Jordan Clark a long way from the basket.
Yep,
going to give it to Trey Bass.
Yep, and you got to guard him. You got to get up on him.
Yep.
And, ooh, that's almost another travel by Jordan Clark. So.
Yeah, Kasabaum gets a three ball, in and out.
Okay.
Rebound Pirates.
This is the time to catch up here and go into halftime at probably even Steven or even get ahead because the Cascade or Seattle Christian has gotten ice cold. Unfortunately, we just turned it over.
Yep. All rims off Ben Larson there on the rebound.
So we got one guy on the ground, so I like to take advantage of these 4-on-5 situations, but now he's given a chance to recover. Well, 1:30.
Now we got Finn Hawkins throwing up a three. Ball rims off. Oh, Jordan Clark, a little bit taller than Ben Larson, just out jumps him for the ball from behind, kind of tips it away.
That was truly just athleticism.
Yep. And height.
Yeah, he's tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, boy.
And now Lebarski.
Again.
Falling down, going to the hoop. Throws it up with the left hand and it goes in.
Yeah, it seems like they kind of switch on who's going to be their scorer, and right now it's Lebarski making buckets like crazy.
Yeah. Pirates with the ball, minute to go in the half. Over to Hawkins. Julian Tooman thinks three but doesn't do it. Goes high post to Ben Larson. Larson looking around, looking for someone to get the ball to. Now dribbles down low. Comes out. He's got to find someone to get the ball to.
He needs help.
Yeah.
He needs help.
And people standing around.
That's not Ben's game. You know, you can see him in his head. He's like, now what? Now what? And, you know, you got to go help a guy like that. That's just not his game.
Yep. So, Reed Stromberg back into the game for the Pirates. Reese Carlton off. Warriors with the ball. Lebarski with it. Gets the screen from Clark, but it's not much there. Tooman fights through it. Clark gets the ball back. High way from the basket over to Trey Basket and down low to Kasabaum. Now Basket thinks three, but the Pirate defense is good. Ball comes loose, but picked up by Richard.
And they're in trouble now. They got to put a shot up.
Yep, over to Lebarski. And Lebarski
misses everything and almost got a shot clock violation. So now we got 15 seconds to go. This is this classic play. It's called yellow. And we'll see what happens here. I hope they started up a little earlier than 10 seconds.
They're 7 already. They're going to.
Yeah, we got attack and a three-pointer by Tooman.
Misses.
Which was a cool shot.
So.
Put back by Maxwell Delgado with a half second left. And it bounced off the backboard and then off the rim.
So we go into halftime. Pirates down 5. 21-26.
Yeah, and that's kind of a blown opportunity because they had the chance to actually tie it up, and then they actually made mistakes, which they shouldn't have.
Right.
Mistakes on defense, mistakes on offense. So instead of going in a tie ball game, they go in down by 5. And but we're okay, you know. We're okay. You just have to get more stops. You have to I think they're guarding Jordan Clark pretty well now. So.
Yeah.
He, you know, true to form, comes out firing like crazy and gets a bunch of points in the beginning. And then it seems like he cools off in the middle of the game. And then beware in the fourth period on that guy.
Well, hopefully he'll just go cold in the second half.
Yeah.
And And they haven't gotten Baskett going in the game yet, which is kind of interesting. Baskett's had a couple of nice passes inside, hitting Richards down low when Richards has been left open because everyone's guarding Clark.
And able
to score that way. But
and apparently the word has gotten out because they are guarding him. As soon as he gets the ball, there's somebody in his face.
Yeah.
And it's very distracting to him. So he hasn't hardly shot at all. But last game, it was the end of the fourth period where he really, really put those in. So
right.
We haven't even reached those dangerous spot times yet. But remember, I mean, he hit, like you say, six or seven threes, which accounts for 15, 20, 21 points or so.
Yep.
So, you know, if you cut that in half, remember, we lost by one.
Yeah.
So we just can't afford to have one guy get hot. And right now it's Lebowski, I think. He's been
tough inside. He's got nice moves. He's quick.
He's deceivingly quick.
Yeah.
And I think that's how he's getting a lot of scores is nobody's really taking him that seriously. But before you know it, he probably has 10 or 15 points now.
Yeah, he wasn't too prominent, at least scoring, in the last game.
Right.
You know, it was all Clark and Baskett.
Trey Baskett.
Yeah. So, but now Lebarski seems to be, you know, taking some of the shots and hitting them. So we'll see what happens in the second half here.
And part of that is the right read, you know, is that clearly we're keying on those two other guys that scored so many points on us last time. Mm-hmm. Opens up the court, opens up some new lanes here. Somebody who can take advantage of it that's pretty quick, like Lebowski. And he's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, he has. So I think with that, folks, we're going to take a break. But I want to thank the boys, Sebastian, for bringing you Pirate Sports on KVSHLP. LP is for low power. You can hear the Voice of Vashon worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org or 101.9 on the FM dial if you're just on Vashon. Thanks for listening to Pirate Basketball. Thanks for Dan Schuler for getting us on the air. We'll be back in about 7 minutes with the second half. And keep listening, folks, and go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Welcome back to the Voice of Vashon, everyone, and Pirate Basketball as we're about to start the second half of the district playoff game for the Nisqually League, with Vashon down by 5, 21-26 to the Seattle Christian Warriors. The Pirates are coming back out on the floor. We're going to have our starters, Finn Hawkins, Ben Larson, Maxwell Delgado-Williams, Julian Tooman, Reese Carlton back on the floor for the Pirates. And I think the Seattle Christian will start their starting 5-2. Got Clark, Richards, Baskett, Lebarski, and Kassebaum.
Yep.
So, looks like Kel Christian, they're in a zone defense.
Yeah,
so they're 2-1-2.
2-3, well, 2-1-2 or 2-3, yeah.
Now, high post to Larson, over to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins is going to take a three. Ball rims off.
And we need to get him hot, and we also need to get these guys working hard for those rebounds.
Yep.
I kind of saw a kind of slow, lazy hand that reached over there.
Yeah.
This is time. Like, and I think their mentality is, you know, even if we lose, we have another game. I don't like that mentality. I'd rather them win.
We don't want double elimination tournament.
Yeah.
This is the first game, but we
They're almost playing like there's no urgency here.
Yeah.
And there really is.
And now we got basket fouling Reese Carlton as Carlton tried to go to the basket, and he did. I think he had a little bit of a stunned look on his face.
Looked up into the heavens as if, why me? I didn't do anything. But he definitely grabbed him.
Yeah. And now Delgado Williams gets an open three, misses. Clark on the rebound for the Warriors.
Yeah, and it was the right shot. He was on the wing, and he was wide open.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it was going in to be
out. Yeah, look good now. Lebarski into the key, and he lays it in easily.
Yeah. And beat Julian Tooman, and that's inexcusable because he's a good defender, and he's mad at himself now. But he's been walking past defenders all night long.
Yeah, but nobody stopped it. There was other people there who could have stepped in the way, and that
helping.
Was the big problem. And now we got another miss by Delgado Williams.
That floater, his favorite floater. That floater to me is one of the toughest shots in basketball. I never advocate using it because it's so easy to miss.
Right. Clark misses a shot from the free throw line. good defense by Delgado Williams kind of kept Clark from getting too far
into the game. He had to force his shot up, and then he missed it. He was off balance, and, yeah, that's all about good defense.
Now Julian Tooman at open three, rims off. Got Ben Larson on the rebound, another offensive board for Ben Larson, keeping the Pirates
This drives me nuts. So there was your second chance, and what happened is they gave it away. And they literally just handed it back to them, and that just drives me crazy. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't capitalize on those gimme points, that's an offensive rebound, a give back, a second chance. They didn't even get a shot up.
Right.
So that's just so frustrating.
Now into Clark. Clark over to Kassebaum. Kassebaum doesn't take the three. Going to rotate it back out to Lebarski. Now high post to Clark. Clark goes to the basket, high off the glass, gets his own rebound, and reverses it up and in.
Yeah, not okay. Again, you know, he's getting his own rebound, so he missed the first shot. That's great. Now let's get the rebound exactly. So we got so Coach Sears calls a timeout. Now, I agree with that because they're playing just kind of half speed right now.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand that. You're here in district playoffs. This is the reason you play basketball, is to get to these games. And they are literally playing half speed. They're kind of moving to the ball. Their fundamentals are pretty weak. They're not boxing out. They're watching guys get rebounds and put backs. They're not even trying to block. You know, so you can't play part of the game. You have to play all of the game.
Right.
And right now, I don't know. They're just half asleep right
now. Yeah, they are. They're a little lethargic. So.
Yep. And I'll tell you, there's something about this gym, too. The lighting is kind of dim, you know. It's just not too, it's not really bright. It's not really dark. There's kind of a dullness in here. And I think it affects you as you play.
Could be. Yeah. You know, sometimes different gyms have different effects on teams. You never know until the game gets going, you know.
And it's kind of like that hazy feeling, like when you're kind of just waking up out of bed or just going to sleep. It's just kind of in that haze, and that's kind of what this gym feels like.
Yeah.
And it's a large gym, so the energy is a little bit different here.
Right.
So after the turn it around.
Yep, after the timeout, Pirates working with the ball. Tooman has it now. He's going to give it back to Delgado Williams. Look at high post to Ben Larson. Comes in back to Delgado Williams. Pirates down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Going high post to Larson again. Ben with it into the key. Working against basket. Over to Ben Hawkins. Hawkins takes three and misses it.
Hawkins has been off all night.
Yeah.
And you can see he's getting frustrated with that, which is not a good thing. You know, they talk about shooters having no short-term memory. That's the kind of the classic thing. So you forget fast,
right?
And you keep shooting because the next one's going in. You can see that he's a little upset with himself.
Yeah. Coach Sears pulls Hawkins and puts Reed Stromberg in. And Stromberg kind of, I don't know, he released it, went on his shot, and it just fell short of everything.
Yeah, I think he got hit on the arm because he was looking at his hand and looking at the ref, and he just has too good of a shot to make to miss that badly. So
yeah,
I think he was fouled.
Maybe he was. And now, ball thrown away almost oh my goodness.
And why are we watching? We're just watching. So that was ball almost went out of bounds. Lebowski throws it back into Richards, who actually gets an easy layup.
Yeah. Now we have Stromberg taking the shot again. This time he does get fouled by Basket. Basket disagrees with that one, too.
He's never fouled in his life.
I know. And it's kind of funny because, I don't know, maybe it was a makeup call for the last one.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, this was all Vachon made that mistake under the hoop over there where, was it Kassenbaum? No, it was Lebowski.
Yeah.
Lebowski had an acrobatic save for out of bounds, and he kind of flips it into Richards, who's standing under the hoop again, and everybody just kind of watched him for a layup.
Yep.
I don't get it.
So Stromberg hits one of his two free throws, brings the Pirates back to 10. Now Bassett's going to take a three, rims off on the backside. We got Reese Carlton on the rebound. Pirates need to get going here with 4:25 to go in the third quarter, down
10. I don't. They've hardly scored this period.
Yeah, this is they've only scored the one free throw, so need to get going now. Delgado Williams takes a three, he banks it in. We'll take it. 32-25,
bank three.
That's He called it. I saw it.
Yeah, he did. That's his second bank tonight.
Yeah, it is.
That's like the old days. We used to shoot those bank shots.
Sure.
Okay. And this is better defense now on Lebowski.
Now, ball comes into Richard, over to Lebowski, back out to basket. They're going to give it to Clark. Clark going to take a long three. It's going to be short. Rebound, Pirates. Delgado Williams dribbling in traffic all the way into the hoop, up off the glass. Rebound, Ben Larson.
And that's good.
Yep.
That's how this play started. That's how this series started, with good defense. Now they have a good look on offense. They're in good position. And, yeah.
And now we have Kassebaum reaching in on Stromberg. Stromberg tried to dribble out of a little trouble.
Yeah, so it's so cool because you have two or three guys that are playing, kind of alternating, playing three, four, and five positions. So they keep rotating around. You see Reed Stromberg in there. Sometimes you see Ben in there all the time, but sometimes you see that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's Reese Carlton. He kind of got the ball, and then he should have dove on that ball.
He dropped the inlet pass.
He dropped the inbound pass. And then he just kind of watched it, and it was stolen.
Yep.
He needs to dive on that ball. This is time, guys. You got to put your body down.
Yeah, Clark into the key over to Lebowski. Lebowski open three. It's going to rim up high. Pirates working hard to get the ball. Four of them against one or two of the Warriors. Finally they do.
Comes up with it. They're not that hungry tonight. I don't understand it.
Yeah. The Pirates down 7, 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Reese Carlton with it. He's going to give it back to Tooman. He's going to have an open three. He takes it, and ball's in and out. Ben Larson on the rebound, though, for Vashon. Boy, he is saving this game so far for Vashon.
He sure is.
Yeah.
And he's just in there all the time.
Yep. And now we got Reese Carlton going to the hoop, gets blocked by, I'm not sure which one of the Warriors.
Yeah,
he tried to go up, too much traffic.
He was surrounded by three guys. He tried to fake to go up, and then he lost the ball, but he could have been fouled. But he's having a tough night tonight.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yep.
And he's getting pulled out right now.
Yeah.
And Reese can really get down on himself, and then he'll kind of start slow, and then he'll go slower.
Yeah.
And so he needs a breather and kind of clear his head and come out. He needs to hit some points.
Yeah, so now Finn Hawkins comes in. Warriors working with the ball, Kassebaum.
And this offense on Seattle Christian, you see how they work the baseline like crazy. There's always somebody running that baseline.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
They'll find him, and the defense will lose.
And Clark knocks down Delgado Williams in defense and able to get all the way to the basket. Score.
Yeah, it was close to a dunk, and I think that Delgado was looking for a charge for an offensive player control foul because it was close.
Yeah, but they don't give it to him, and Clark scores. So Pirates down 9, minute 35 to go. Now we have Reed Stromberg hitting a shot from the elbow.
Yeah, and he should shoot that every time because he's got such a good shot, and then when he's inside there, he's open. He should shoot that.
So Kittle Christian takes a full timeout as Pirates, with a minute 31 to go in the third quarter, are down 7 points, 34-27. Just kind of a slow-moving game. I mean, the Pirates seem like to be running in mud, and the score is kind of just reflecting that.
It's like their feet are in cement or something like that. I kind of keep waiting for that spark where something changes, and, you know, all of a sudden they get hot. And I still feel that's oncoming, that's looming here. But right now, it almost looks like they're waiting for their spot to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to keep doing that because they're going to run out of time here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still only a, 7-point game?
Yep.
And
there is plenty of time.
Yep. And they just got to watch. They've mostly shut down Jordan Clark here. I don't think he scored some acrobatic shots, but the shots he's made have been really tough shots.
Yeah.
So, again, they got to watch the other guys at this point. I don't think Trey Baskett has scored.
Yeah. Don't want to see him start.
Nope. And I think they kind of got the message on him to stay pretty close to him, and then they'll be okay. So he's actually working on his pass. He's a good passer, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good basketball player.
Yep.
Jordan Clark with the ball after the timeout, finding Kassebaum, or Lebowski down low. Lebowski knocks down Larson, no call. Gets the ball back after losing it and puts it up and scores.
First of all, he was wide open in the corner, and I get it. He's the one man that you don't have to cover because he's out of position, but gets the ball, he attacks. misses, gets his own rebound. He's not a tall guy, and scores.
Yeah.
And in the midst of at least three guys from Vashon.
So down low to Larson. Larson going baseline. In too much traffic. Cut off. Gets it over to Delgado Williams on the opposite corner. Ball comes loose. Larson fighting Lebarski for it now.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get a
crazy stuff, right? So,
yep.
So Ben Larson gets in trouble by going on the baseline. He basically gets trapped between the baseline and defenders. Passes it to Delgado, who actually does the exact same thing. He drives the baseline on the left side. He also gets trapped and has to throw the ball, you know, kind of a prayer to get back into play, and then the ball gets turned over. So,
yep.
And yeah.
Possession arrow was to Seattle Christian. Now they find Lebarski open
play.
Underneath the basket again.
Same play, same identical
yep.
play. He's lurking around in the corner, and he's forgotten, and then he just sprints to the post under the basket, wide open. I don't know why we're not seeing him. The first
yep.
time, okay. Second time, not okay. Third time, not okay.
Yeah. Now high post to Larson. Larson over to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins open three from the corner. Leaves it short. Lebarski on the rebound. Boy, it's been pretty much Lebarski tonight.
Yeah.
And now Jordan Clark into the key, and he gets a foul going in for the shot by Julian Tooman.
Yeah.
No, actually, they called on Delgado Williams.
Yep.
So Jordan Clark going to the line for two. Pirates down 11 with 5.5 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, and there's things you teach on defense. You know, you have to know if they're a zone or if they're in a man, you all have to know where the man, the ball is and where the hoop is, and then you have to be in that position. And they are losing track of one player almost every time, and they're finding him. They're picking him up. Seattle Christian's picking him up, and they're getting easy layups, crazy
yep.
easy layups.
Yep.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, Seattle Christian with 5.5 seconds to go is going to get some subs into the game, I suppose, to preserve any starter from getting a cheap foul or anything.
Yeah.
Clark hits both of his free throws, giving the Warriors a 13-point lead.
Yeah, they're also stealing minutes for rest here.
Yep. And so Delgado Williams inbounds to Tooman. Tooman up the far sideline, and there's going to be a foul as he was pushed by Lebarski.
Yeah, so that was kind of crazy. All of a sudden, they were in a full-court press, 55 or 5-on-5 full-court press,
yep.
tight press, and they bring these young kids in. That's their job, again, is just to stay with their man and make it hard for them.
Now Stromberg throws up a last-second three, hits the rim but falls out. So as we go into the fourth quarter, the Pirates are down 13. Not a good quarter for Vashon at all.
Yeah, and they've had a history of having a bad third period, but honestly, I think they've had a bad first, second, and third period right now.
Yep.
And just silly mistakes and repeated mistakes, and they have to fix those errors otherwise. But they still kind of look like they're, I don't know, they're pretty dull tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And defense, boy, you can't get beat from behind. You gotta. What's happening is that everybody is turning and just following the ball.
Yeah.
And they're not watching their man, or they're not watching the person in their zone. So you say it over and over, head on a swivel, head on a swivel. That means you look around and make sure, we used to teach the pistol technique where you'd be shooting pistols, one in your left and your right hand, and the pistol, one pistol would be pointing at the ball, the other one would be pointing at your man. So that you would be in a position that you could shoot both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not close to doing that right now. And you'll see that they'll turn their back to the defender or to the offensive player following the ball, and they need to open up and get to that guy.
So starting the fourth period, the Pirates have the ball, high post to Stromberg. Stromberg's going to pull up from the elbow, take the shot, misses. Rebound by Lebarski. So need all of our points on, I think, all of our possessions now, Kent. Now, Jordan Clark, long pass over to Kassbaum. We got ball fake by Basket. He goes to the ground but doesn't lose
kind
the
of
handle.
Trips.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. And we're not boxing out here, right? So we're getting out jump. So they got an offensive rebound and a putback and a score. And, boy, that just boils my blood right now because they're not boxing out. They're just staring at the ball. It's almost like they've given up this game already.
Yep. So Vashon with it over to Reese Carlton. Carlton into the key. Ball fakes it up in. Nice touch on the shot as it hits high off the rim and drops through. Now we have a lane violation by Seattle Christian on the inbound.
Yeah, so these are these breaks, right? So this is the time, like, if you're ever going to turn it around, this is the time. So this is the time to, you know, this is to show what kind of guts we have here. And we should be diving for every board, attacking every move, putting up good shots, moving that ball. This is pretty good right here. Good ball movement.
Yep. Now Reese Cross going to take a three.
Pass.
Ball in and out, but high for the rebound with Reese Carlton. That gets it tipped away by Lebarski right into Jordan Clark.
And those things drive me nuts, too. Grab that ball. You know, grab it and own it. And so we by all rights, we should have had that good steal by Ben Larson.
Yep.
Danger, danger, danger.
Okay. Yep.
He's got the ball. We moved the ball. And now big long pass to Reese Carlton.
And Reese hits the three.
Okay.
Now we're down 10.
Back in business. Back in business here.
42-32 with 6:15 to go in the game. Jordan Clark with the ball. Working against Delgado Williams. High post to Altoff, and Altoff throws it away as Lebarski was cutting the baseline.
We just lucked out there because we still we had our back to that player. And how we are going to get beat by that again,
yeah,
I don't understand, because it's the identical play. He lingers around in the corner, and then he shoots up in the baseline, along the baseline. And here's a three-pointer by Tooman.
And he hits that one. So Julian Tooman.
Beautiful shot.
Brings the Pirates to within 7.
Yep, so here we are. This should give them some incentives. They can feel good, give them some good energy, because they're sneaking back in this game. It should give them a lot more confidence right now. And I would expect that they're going to get better energy here, start diving for balls, getting some more offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. They're going to be playing better. You watch now.
Yeah. So Maxwell Delgado Williams called for a foul is Jordan Clark was starting his move, and Delgado Williams kind of grabbed him. Now we're looking to Lebarski. They find him under the basket, but he gets up and hits it off the glass again.
That drives me nuts. That we've been talking about that all night. How does he keep getting open back there? Why are they not picking that up?
Yep.
You know, and this is a danger. So you had that spark. They had to get a stop, and instead they made the same silly mistake. And right now you should be watching him, right?
And now, as Jordan Clark goes to the hoop, we have another whistle. It's going to be a two-shot foul for Clark, and that was on Ben Larson. Pirates down 9 with 5:11 to go in the game.
Yeah.
And Jordan Clark,
and
a very good three-throw shooter, is going to get two shots.
Yeah, he's pretty much good at everything.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things. It's like pouring cold water over these guys when you get that slight spark and it looks like, you know, we're making headway, and then all of a sudden, you know, silly things happen again. You let a guy drive to the hoop. You let a guy get open again underneath. You know, not the tallest or most athletic guys hitting easy layups inside. It kind of like pours cold water over you, and you're just like, oh, boy. So we got another timeout here by Coach Sears.
Yep, 30-second timeout. So with 5:11 to go in the game, the Pirates are down 11, 46-35. They're going to have to start getting stops and hitting their shots.
Yep.
Every possession is going to matter critically at this point.
Yep, and you kind of feel like they have this, you know, the loser's bracket is kind of the easier bracket. It's almost like I get that feeling out here. That you know, if they win, of course they'll probably play Life Christian, and they'll probably play Annie Wright. The winner of this game will probably play Annie Wright,
right?
Which is definitely the toughest team in this league.
Mm-hmm.
But if they lose, you know, they play Life Christian, which they beat twice this year. So it's hard to imagine that's not going through their heads a little bit right now. They're like, okay, if we lose, we get an easier path. Get the same potential outcome.
Now, Julian Tooman takes the three. He misses, but it goes off the hands of the Warriors and out of bounds, so it will stay with the Pirates with 4:53 to go in the game.
And this is the thing. I want to see these second chance shots. We just almost never get points on second chance shots, and it drives me nuts. And so this is second chance shot right here, and let's see if we can get some points here.
Yep. Now pass over to Stromberg. Down low to Reese Carlton. Carlton ball fakes, but Brett Richards is right on. I'm not giving him any room. Now, Dakota Williams, ball face on basket, up off the glass, misses. Ben Larson fights for the rebound, gets it, kicks it back out to Stromberg. Stromberg over to Carlton. Reese taking a three, in and out.
Yeah.
Rebound, Seattle Christian.
Yeah, so that was 2 second chances right there, and we still didn't score. So that's three opportunities to score. That was a good shot by Reese Carlton.
Yeah.
It just didn't go in.
Yep. Now, Jordan Clark with the ball over to basket, down low to Lebarski. Low post, Brett Richards. Brett Richards falls through. Oh, and Delgado Williams has it go through his hands. Now, Lebarski going to the hoop again, up off the glass, and scores, and it gets the and one.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. Lebarski, he's just scoring at will. And I don't understand. We're not contesting. We're not jumping. We're not getting in his way. He's scoring at will. He's probably hardly 6 foot. Maybe he's 5'10", 5'11". He's quick. I'll give him that. But he's just not good enough to be scoring this many. And you can see our guys look pretty dejected right now.
Yep.
There's just no way this kid should be getting that many points. And that means that's just lazy defense,
yep.
Lazy fundamentals.
Yeah, but he is. So yep. Back up to 14-point differential where Warriors are leading. 3:55 to go in the game. And high post to Delgado Williams. Maxwell going to give back to Reese Carlton. Carlton takes the three. Ball rims off. And we have Jordan Clark crash into Ben Larson. Hopefully that's going against Clark this time.
Yeah. And, in all fairness, he was trying for the ball. He just was right underneath him.
Yeah. Seattle Christian coaches are going nuts over that, but that was Clark's foul.
Yeah.
Ben Larson actually had the position, and Clark came flying through and smashed into him.
Yeah, I think by that where they were sitting, it almost looked like Clark was up in the air and that he got backed into.
Yeah.
But that really wasn't the case. He collapsed on top of Ben Larson.
Pirates inbound pass. Delgado Williams on the baseline, but he steps on the baseline as he makes his move. So that's going to go over to Seattle Christian.
Yeah, and then we can start counting these second opportunities that we just don't score. And that was another one right there.
Yeah. And now Delgado Williams is going to pick up another foul as Jordan Clark's on the floor.
Yeah, and that's a tough assignment. I mean, you got to guard this kid, and he's good.
Yeah,
it's a tough assignment. So you pick up the foul, and that's fine. Foul him on the ground before he gets a chance to shoot, because he has a really good chance of getting fouled and scoring.
Yeah. So Maxwell, that's his fourth foul now. Do you switch players so that?
There's 3 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
I think he's been doing a pretty good job.
Just let him play it out.
I'd let him play it out. Yeah.
Yep,
I'd let him play it out.
So Finn Hawkins back in. Reed Stromberg off for the Pirates. Pirates down 15 with 3:33 to go. And Jordan Clark about to take his second free throw. And that is up and in.
Yeah, I used to play with a guy. This was another life of mine. But I remember when he'd get in this situation, you could hear him muttering to himself. He'd go, "It's panic time. It's panic time." And that's what it is right now.
Yeah.
Beautiful feed to Ben Larson underneath. And an easy layup and a score. And we need more of those.
Right. And we're going to need them quickly.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And now Jordan Clark throws the ball away. Brett Richards looks like he wasn't sure if it was for him or Casabon.
Yeah, it was almost too slick, you know.
Yeah.
They actually had two guys wide open. Usually they've had one guy wide open under the hoop. In this case, they had two, and Jordan Clark threw the ball kind of between the two of them, and it actually threw it out of bounds. So big break for us. We got to get points here.
Mm-hmm. Bashon with the ball. High post to Larson, but sold by Kasselbaum on an ill-advised bounce pass into the middle.
So we give it away again.
Yep.
It's just kind of been a folly of errors, one after another another.
Yeah, sure has.
It's just not been their strongest game tonight.
Yep. So Seattle Christian's going to hold the ball for as long as they can, down to 10 seconds on the shot clock before they make the move now. Jordan Clark does over to Lebarski. Lebarski ball fakes, goes baseline, up off the glass, and rolls another one in.
Exact same play. He's been doing it all night.
Yep.
He makes a fake, he drives baseline, and he scores easily.
And he's done
it about nine times.
Yeah, and he's got way too far to go. Now Julian Kuhman hits a three, but he gets, and he's way out of the corner. He makes
way
the ball fake up
the
there,
corner.
And nobody steps in to stop him.
He's got tons of, somebody has tons of time.
He can
come from all the way on the other side of the paint. But they're just not doing it. I don't know why they're not picking him up, but they're not.
Yep. So now, so Christian with the ball, a minute 55 to go in the game. And they're going to...
And here's Trey Baskett. I don't think he scored tonight.
No, I don't think he has either. Now we're going to get an offensive foul. I think going against Lebarski as he pushed off.
Yeah, and he's getting greedy. He wants more points. And
yeah,
I think he's had his fair share.
Yeah. He's the leading scorer, I'm sure.
I don't even think
Clark is.
Yeah, I think he is.
Realistically, since the first quarter, Clark hasn't scored
many
baskets. He hasn't had to, though.
Why not? That lane's been open all night.
Yeah. Oh, now Ben Larson banks one in. Kind of a funny look on his face, like, what the heck, but I'll take it.
Exactly.
We'll take it.
They all count. They all count, but it means he was off by about a foot.
So
it was almost like a banker free throw. So
with a minute 35 to go in the game, Andy Sears takes the timeout. Pirates down 53-42.
Yeah, and always kind of knocking on the door, but never really closing that gap. And they got kind of close to about 7 points, and then they just kind of went back to that kind of partial defense, just kind of half-speed play, and they paid the price.
Yeah.
And they kind of got out of it again. I'm surprised that there's not more fire in these guys. You know, you should come out. This is district playoffs right now. This is a big deal. This is why you practice all those years. And I don't know why they're not diving for balls. Why the foul count isn't hardly up. Why aren't they not grabbing those rebounds? Why aren't they not attacking the hoop? They should be going crazy right now.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely not. They're very, very dull tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully this game will wake them up and they'll be ready for Wednesday.
Right.
We will have to bring you what time the game will be at on Wednesday. I don't think it's listed at this time.
I think so. Yeah, let me check. Yeah.
So now Lebarski with the ball after the timeout, down low to Brett Richards. Brett Richards is able to reverse his dribble under the basket and score. Bashon Tooman brings the ball into front court. Going to give it to Reese Carlton, near side wing. Reese throws up a three, misses. Richards on the rebound. And flicking down to 110. Okay, so it's a 7:30 game on Wednesday night.
It is currently as we speak if we lose this game.
Okay.
However, those can change.
Yes, and I think
tonight's game actually changed.
Yeah, I think it did too. I thought we were at 7:30, but it changed to 5:45. Now Warriors working with the ball. Then to get Kathbaum taking a three, and he hits it from the corner.
And this is frustrating to watch, you know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those games. Sometimes everything falls, and we've had a lot of games where everything worked for us, and this game is everything's working for Seattle Christian. I don't know what kind of shot that was. Maxwell Delgado Williams got the ball, and took a shot, got his own rebound, and then made kind of a swinging, whooping swing shot at them, almost like a baseball pass.
And Brett Richards
and
fouled him.
Yeah.
So Maxwell taking two free throws, and first one misses.
Yeah, and now Seattle Christian's doing a platoon, a complete platoon. It's a little bit frustrating because all our starters are still in the game here.
Yeah.
I think at this point I would probably take out my starters too.
Yeah.
Just let the JV kids play.
Yeah, but Coach Sears seems to be content with 30 seconds to go to leave him in.
Yep.
And Maxwell misses both of them. And Ben Larson on the rebound and the putback misses. We have Althoff on the rebound for the Warriors. And Seattle Christian is just going to be content to run out the clock.
Yeah, and they should. They should. Yeah.
Yep.
And these kids that are in here are probably dying to put up a shot, but they have to learn sportsmanship. And you just dribble it out. You don't take shots. And you'll be in that position. Another time you'll be in that position.
Yes, you will.
And you'll appreciate when they dribble the ball out to you.
Yep. As time runs out, not a good night for Vashon as the Pirates drop this one by 16 points, 58-42. 2. So, well, they get another shot at it on Wednesday night.
Yeah, yeah, and I really thought we'd have an opportunity here. We never really came out firing, never came out with fire. And I've just said it over and over tonight, but it just wasn't our night tonight. Nope, I'm not sure why, but just came out pretty flat tonight.
Yep. So with that, folks, we will be back on Wednesday night. The game looks like it's at 7:30, but we'll make sure that if the Pirates win on Wednesday night, they will play again Saturday for the right to move on to regionals. If they lose Wednesday night, then their season is over. So tune into the Voice of Vashon that does a great job of bringing you all the Pirate sports worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org and 101.9 on the FM dial. I want to thank the Voice of Vashon for being such a great community partner and bringing you Pirate sports, and Dan Schuler for always getting us on the air and keeping us on the air. And with that, folks, I think we're going to call it a night. And we'll be back Wednesday. It'll be another night of Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.